Hi, my name is Landon. I'm 7 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Landon. Good morning, kids commuters. Here we are on day 4 of Spooky Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We will check in with our Quizlet later in the episode. Today, we'll hear music for a sorcerer. What is a sorcerer? A sorcerer is like a wizard, only a sorcerer uses black magic, summoning creepy spirits and stuff to do his bidding. We're going to hear a sorcerer's spell today from an operetta called The Sorcerer by Gilbert and Sullivan. Now, a note on the story. Gilbert and Sullivan were British composers, and when they wrote this in the year 1876, Britain had some pretty stiff rules when it came to class in society. So rich people, the upper class, hung out with other rich people. The lower class, the poor people, hung out with other poor people, and that was pretty much that. Now, in this operetta, we have a young man who goes to rather extreme measures to try to change all that. Now, his name is Alexis, and he thinks people should be able to fall in love with whoever they want. So Alexis hires a sorcerer and asks him to make a love potion that will make everyone in town fall in love with the first person they see after they drink it. So Alexis and his girlfriend watch him make this potion with a terrifying spell. And while he's conjuring spirits, they just want to get out of there, but it's too late.
Too late, too late, too late, too late. That may not be.
It may not be.
That happy fate is not for thee.
That happy fate is not for thee.
So what's so scary about this spell? Let's listen to the incantation from The Sorcerer by Gilbert and Sullivan and find out.
Sprites of earth and air, fiends of flame and fire, demon souls, come here in shoals, this fearful deed inspire. Appear, appear, appear. Some hags of night, imps of deadly shade, pallid ghosts, arise in hosts and lend me all your aid. Appear, appear, appear.
Assemble these fiends of the night.
Oh, Alexis, I tremble. Seek safety in flight.
Shriveled hags with poison bags, discharge your loathsome loads. Spit flame and fire, unholy choir, belch forth your venom toads. Ye demons fell help and yell, shed curses far afield. Ye fiends of night, your filthy blight in noisome plenty yield. Number one.
It is gone.
Number two.
One too few.
Number three.
That was The Incantation from The Sorcerer by Gilbert and Sullivan. By the way, in case you were wondering, the love potion doesn't work out too well, and the sorcerer gets sent off to the underworld in a ball of fire. What do you think might happen if a spell goes wrong? Send us some of your ideas by leaving a message on our message board at kidscommute.org. All right, time now to check in with our Quizlet and to give you one more hint. We are asking you to identify a musical instrument invented in the year 1919. Here are our hints. It was one of the very first electronic instruments, and even though you play it with your hands, you don't touch it. Well, today we have a musical hint for you. This mystery instrument was used in the song Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys. Here's what it sounds like.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up
So, what is this mystery musical instrument? We'll answer the question for you tomorrow, but if you know the answer right now, send it to us in a text with your name and address to 231-237-7482. And if you're right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. All right, that's it for today's Kids Commute. Goodbye, or as our sorcerer would say...
Interlochen Public Radio.